for a market measure sizing off. That's right, my friend. Even the S&P down 10, holding steady. Volatility down 5 cents.
Yeah, what do you make of that? Vol lower.
I've been talking about it all morning. Vol lower. There's no urgency to anything right now. So I don't see us moving, you know, big to the downside. We haven't gone anywhere to the upside either. Maybe we slosh around a little bit.
Slosh?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Russell's actually gotten a little bit stronger. It's only down 17, the leader of the clubhouse to the downside.
Slosh. I haven't heard you use the term slosh before. I like it.
I don't think I have previously in quite some time, at least.
Previously in quite some time. let's see.
Hold on. And it's nice out. You know what I mean? Usually you would use that kind of word in the wintertime.
Yeah.
See, but that's what you get with me, Sad. When you least expect it, expect it.
You think I'm getting an award today for scalping?
Your bond trading? I'll give you an award today. I'll give you a slow cut. You've been amazing. Buying them at 14, just under, selling them at 05.
Yeah, I'm trading a 5-point range, okay? There's 5-point range.
You are.
That's all you can do.
Putting on a trading clinic.
Do you think I can get an award, like a little, like a pin or statue?
Do you see the award on the big boy table there of my 10-year anniversary of being voted the number one male option teacher at Tasty?
You know, I was going to throw it away when you were gone because I just don't like, you have a, like everybody keeps the table totally clean. Hold it clean. There's nothing on it.
I keep my awards in front of me.
And you have
and my nameplate.
It needs to have a nameplate, an award, like a computer that's the size of like six other computers.
Size matters, baby.
It's, I mean, can't you just like take it down a couple notches?
I could try for you.
Beth, can you do me a favor? Just show a quick pic. Okay. This is Tony's spot. Now, that cherry was made for us by one of our viewers, so I'm going to take that little cherry out of the equation. You have his favorite magazine, Luck Box.
No, that's somebody's bag that they brought food in or something, and they left it there. I believe it was Jenny. So that's Jenny's bag.
Just showing what's at the table. So you have a statue, which, I mean, you need to put a trophy in front of you to, like, reinforce. You have wipes, like...
That was left there by the production team.
No, that's for when you go to the bathroom to make sure you're
clean. What are you blaming on me?
The production team. Those aren't my wipes.
Well, no, they were. It wasn't. They're not. You didn't buy them, but they put them there because
somebody, I'm dirty.
Somebody would have a little bit of an
accident,
occasional accident.
And if anybody needed it, it would be you.
And then if you,
so I have nothing there. I have a pad and paper, which is mine.
Pad, paper, all this piles.
Just a pad and paper. That's it.
Can you go to the other side of the table, Beth, for a second.
Sure, Tom.
And I got the Luck Box magazine, so because I like to read it when I'm
side of the table
doing my shapoopy.
My Omaha. Stuff.
Keep going. There, that's my stuff. Right there. One little laptop. Go, keep going.
One little laptop and a Josh.
What I got is one.
Look at all the baggage you got sitting there.
I got one little laptop sitting there with a mouse, and I got one guy in a wheelchair.
You got a helper.
I got a helper monkey.
You store all your stuff in his chair, probably.
Where's my team?
Where's your team? This is it. You're stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Behind the pole.
Yeah, I don't like this pole thing, Beth. This whoever designed this little setup here, we got
more cameras coming, Tom. Don't worry.
Okay, we have to have a little talk.
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Ready?
What a lonely SOB out there. Look at him.
But Josh.
Nobody wants to talk to Josh. You notice I'm all on the opposite side of the table, too.
I have to sit next to him when I go back out there.
And that you door behind me right there, that's my soundproof booth.
For what?
Phone calls.
Like you have
I'm taking numbers.
Oh, did I just get filled in the notes? Oh, yeah.
You did.
21s?
Yes.
Well, it's not fair.
Bonzo 8.
Look at that.
Boy, I wish your sound was on. I could hear when you make a trade.
Oh, I turned my sound off just because I didn't want to disrupt you. But this 21s in the notes, I'm going to sell some at 22. That'd be a miracle. That'd be a golden nugget miracle. All right. Anyway, so let's do it. Let's talk. Let's just see this for 1 second. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Let's do it.
I'm ready.
Oh,
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He's ready.
Here.
It never goes away. It's so disturbing. It really is. It really is. I can see you. I can see you. I'll say over the toilet, but I can see you just going like this. I can see it. It's got to be horrific.
Trading options on the day of their expiration, 0DT, has given retail option traders an exciting new space to sell premium. This new space requires reevaluating our trading mechanics since they were developed for longer dated plays. While we usually try to manage winners at Tasty, getting out of a trade that has gone bad before it gets worse has certain appeal. This is the number one question that comes to us on 0DT trades. Has stop loss, and by the way, by the terms by stop loss, we don't mean it has to be a hard stop loss. It can also be a soft stop loss. What a soft stop loss means is just in your head.
Yeah, filled at 1.5.
Nice. A soft stop loss means it's in your head.
Good scout.
Well, you're over there just lollygagging around all day, you know. I'm keeping the lights on here.
About it. Step up your size a little bit, will you?
So, how has stop loss management fared in 0DT strangles over the past year? Think it's going to be good, bad? This could be mental, too.
You're mental, all right. I think you're going to be putting your stop loss too tight. And, I mean, if you're inside and expect to move, you're going to be stopped out. Can't help.
Let's take a look at the next slide.
I filled at 22.
I know. Shocking.
The world would know if you had your dings on.
I know.
You have low ding.
It's good. I'm happy, though.
Are you filled? What percentage is this?
Of the ZN, 100%.
Beautiful.
I'm out of my bonds and notes, and now I have back the same
position. That you bought from this morning.
Yeah. I have the same position I came in with. Short, a lot of just puts.
I'll tell you down 15 cents.
So using 52 weeks of data, same as we do every week, we looked at selling $20 out of the money strangles. And if you have to buy the long side, you could do that. The number doesn't change the numbers, just to reduce the buying power requirement. We sold the premium at the market opening. We considered the performance of traders who let their winners ride, but closed their losers when the loss exceeded 25, 50, or 100% of the initial credit. Okay? Okay. So all we're doing is looking at losers. 25% of your initial credit, 50%, or 100% of your initial credit.
Well, I like also, this last thing they're doing here. We also examined the performance of traders who chose to roll or recenter their positions when their stop losses were reached. That's pretty cool. I don't think we've looked at that before. Yeah,
no, but let me ask you a question. So
there's a lot of studies in here in one study.
Oh, yeah. But we looked at closing losers when the loss exceeded 25%, 50%.
That's going to be way too tight.
Or 100%.
I don't think any of them are going to help. I think 25% is going to be the worst.
You think 25% is going to be the worst?
Yeah, 50% might save you a little bit in the longest run because you avoid the full loss, but I think it's going to be de minimis.
Let's take a look. I think you're pretty close to accurate. 100% stop loss. So you sell something at $4. All of a sudden, it goes to $8. That's 100% stop loss. Whether you have it in already or whether you just
mentally do it,
so you do it yourself. When you do that, your daily win percentage is going to be, now this is, if you close or roll, two different things, like you mentioned.
Sure, well, just do the close, just do the top line.
Mostly, we just do the close. Hmm? So you're still going to win 63% of the time. Here's the cool thing. Your average daily P&L is $112. Your C bar is only $2,200 bucks. This is not a bad trade.
No, not at all.
Much better.
Much better than I. Oh, go ahead.
Much, much better than we thought.
Yeah. Agreed.
Much, much better.
Agreed.
Like when I was shocked when I saw this. Mm-hmm. 63% winners, that does not surprise me. Because you're selling $20 out of the money strangles. So you're going to have,
that's basically your pop on entry.
Now, if you manage the 25%, you're going to be closer to 80, 85% winners, just so you know. So here, you're only going to be 63% winners. The difference is, and we didn't put this comparison up, your daily P&L here averages 112. The other one averages way less. It's like 40-something or 30-something.
Maybe it'll be in a future slide. I don't know.
It's not. On
it's not. Okay.
Let's go to the next slide.
Wait, hold on one second. Do the roll. I mean, your daily P&L win goes down, but your average daily P&L goes up.
Yeah, we just don't roll a lot like that. It's just not our style, but I agree.
No, you roll up the untested side a lot.
It's not rolling
the untested. I know, but it's the same. I mean, it's a variation of it. I know they were closing one whole trade and then recentering another one, which we've done research on that prior, you know, in the beginning when we started looking at the 0 days, and it was favorable and shows a little bit of a better profit here too. I don't know if the win ratio of 4% makes that big of a difference to you as long as the P&L daily is higher. So
okay.
Either strategy would work.
Now we're going to look at 50%. So you sell something for $4 and now you turn around and you buy it back when it gets to $6.
Okay.
It's $4 kind of like the average. Mm-hmm. So now you sell something for $4 and now you're going to buy it back at $6. Okay. Next slide, Beth. Oof. Numbers drop off dramatically.
Mm.
Just like you said before, your daily win rate drops down from the 60s to 46, so under 50%. Your average P&L on closed orders goes down to $17, making it really not worth it. And if you roll, your CVAR doubles and your daily P&L is negative. So there is no, what they're saying here is don't put a trade on, stop yourself out at 50% and then reload.
Right. Regardless whether you roll it or not.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're going to stop yourself out at 50%, just get out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose. You're only going to win less than 50% of the time. You're not going to make money, which is okay. And your CVAR is going to be pretty low.
You're better off closing. Yep. 100%.
Yes. Let's go to the next slide. 25%. Yuck. So now your win rate goes, this is when you stop yourself out at 25%. Now we take profits at 25%.
Mm-hmm.
But when you stop yourself out at 25%, so you sell something at $4, you stop yourself out at $5. Win rate drops down to 37%. Your average P&L drops down to $13. Your CVAR is obviously super low. And if you roll that position, you know, it's kind of like a crapshoot, but whatever. It's the same, pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
So the takeaway from these slides.
Your CVAR goes up a lot because that just shows you that the.
Well, because you're back in, you know.
When we start moving, we move in that direction.
That's right.
Going is really what it's showing.
So what this shows you is if you're going to stop yourself out, if you like that approach, do it at 100%.
Right.
It works.
Right. It'll have the best results over time, at least from the data that we had in the past. Right.
For the last year, it works.
Right.
So the 100% is the number, not 50%, not 25%. Right. If you're going to stop yourself out. Okay. We tend to take profits quickly and stop ourselves and, I mean, get out of positions by a certain time. So not to think of it as a percentage, but at least now we have the numbers. So that's a really good piece. Let's go to the last slide. So interesting takeaways here. While aggressive profit targets have been well performing for zero DT premium, leaving losing trades too soon resulted in both bad win percentages and negatively affected net P&L. Given the need for buying power reduction, controlling wide strikes when selling zero TT strangles, generally costing $5 to $15 a trade, this would leave stop losses less than 100% at a net loss, even if they did avoid the worst losers. So rolling after triggering an aggressive stop loss was a recipe for racking up many bad trades in a day, resulting in significantly worse daily CVAR. So this means if a bad trade makes you decide to get out of a zero DT position, it's probably a good sign to be done with zero DTs for that day.
What do you think?
I like it. That's a good call.
Yeah, it's a good study. Nice job out of the team. Nice job. We'll take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live with Oh Joy, your friend and mine, Tasty Trade World Headquarters, Mr. Scott Sheridan. Next, stay tuned.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Live, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.